fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Iggy Fenwick. Now, you'll have seen Iggy's name all over the place, writes for all sorts of people on all sorts of subjects. Also, I think Malta's best dressed man, got to say it, and also very admirably, very, what's the word, not outspoken. You kind of stand up for rights and what is right on social media, and I kind of high five you for that, because not many young people do that. Jeez, so
I think it's very important, especially when you have a platform, you should use it for the things you believe in.
Absolutely. However, your music taste, we got to talk.
Well, no, what's wrong with it?
No, I feel terribly old, actually, because I knew one song on your list, and that's the very, very last one, and there was one I'd heard before purely because another guest had brought it up. But every single other song, I had no idea.
Some of them are quite old, actually. And there's one by Mia Martin. This was released in 1989.
That's true, actually. When I saw the videos, you can see they are, I should have probably known them, but that's Italian, no? So that's,
some of the others are like from the early 2000s.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah.
You're young. But no, I shouldn't tease, really. I'm just sort of jealous that I don't know everything. No. I think I should.
There are loads of songs. Mm. It's impossible to know them all, to be fair.
I've heard of the artist, so I know. Yeah. So the first one we're going to talk about is Blower's Daughter by Damien Rice.
I love it.
So I had actually heard about it. This is in a movie.
Yes, it was in, what's the name of it? Closer.
Yes.
Yes. That song, Damien Rice, I discovered just by chance while I was watching Dawson's Creek.
Okay.
Which was like my guilty pleasure when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
And I just fell in love with him. I love his voice. I love that he's always sort of longing, and it's, you know, his voice is so haunting.
Mm.
And I think one of the things I like about that song is the last line, which is super cheeky. He spends 3.5 minutes or whatever talking about how he loves this woman and like longs for her and wants her. And then he goes, until I find somebody new. And it's like, whoa, what just happened?
Mm.
I think it's so cool. It's such a cheeky moment.
Mm. And in the movie, actually, they use it at the perfect time.
Yes, and it's a really good movie as well. I think it's one of those few films where you start off sort of liking or feeling neutral about everyone in the film, and then by the end you just hate everyone. Just like you've all screwed up.
But this song doesn't take you back to that, does it necessarily? It's just the...
No, it just takes me back to being 12, 13.
Uh-huh.
And, you know,
Dawson's Creek,
feeling sad, knowing like where things are going to go. Uh-huh.
And we still don't.
We still don't.
So let's have a listen to this lovely, lovely voice. Blower's Daughter, Damien Rice.
And so it is, just like you said it would be. Life goes easy on me. Most of the time, and so it is, the shorter story. No love, no glory. No hero in her sky. I can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. Can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes. And so it is, just like you said it should be. time. And so it is. Take my eyes off you. I can't take my eyes off you. Can't take my eyes off you. I can't take my eyes. Can't take my mind off of you. I can't take my mind off of you. I can't take my mind off of you.
Now, Taylor Swift, I know. She appears a couple of times on your list.
Yes.
She's a bit too pretty, actually. I've got that, you know, on world's pretty list, she's kind of probably number two or three, I would say. That's still alive, anyway. But she's got loads of tracks, and you've chosen two. The first one you've chosen is All Too Well.
Yes, which I think is her best song from all her albums.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her live three times, and I was meant to see her live again this June, but obviously they got cancelled. I think she's brilliant live.
Mm.
I've seen quite a few, some very good ones, some not so good. And I think one thing that I really like about Taylor Swift is that whenever she releases an album, it sort of matches my mood at the time.
Okay.
When she released Reputation, I was feeling really angry, and like she was angry, so I was like, yeah, this is like really what I'm feeling. And now she's just released a new album, which is very calm, which we'll talk about later on. And that's when I'm feeling
that's
calm.
That's where you
so
are now. Ah.
But All Too Well, I think, is her best song, as I said. And it's basically a story. It's about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
And it's basically a story told through a scarf. And she talks about, you know, how like they met and how it ended. And I think it has her best line from all her albums, which is, "So you call me up again just to break me like a promise." And I think that is like, whoa. Mm. It's so good.
Mm.
It's so good. Such a good line.
We're going to listen for that now.
I walked through the door with you. The air was cold. But something about it felt like home somehow. Left my scarf there at your sister's house, and you still got it in your drawer even now. Oh, your sweet disposition and my wide-eyed gaze. We're singing in the car, getting lost upstate. Autumn leaves falling down like pieces into place, and I can picture it after all these days. And I know it's long gone, and magic's not here no more. And I might be okay, but I'm not fine at all. Cause here we are again on that little town street. turning red. It used to be a little kid with glasses in a twin size bed. You and mother's telling stories about you on a T-ball team. You told me about your past, thinking your future was me. And I know it's long gone, and there was nothing else I could do. And I forget about you long enough.
So this next one is Rita Ora, another woman with another strong image, actually, and Jonas Blue.
Yeah. And
that was a strange coupling, no?
I know, yeah. And Tiësto as well.
Yeah, as well. So.
And I can't believe I put a song by Tiësto on my top 10. The only reason I have is I quite like Rita Ora. I like her. I like her songs. But when I started dating my current boyfriend, that song was always on the radio.
Okay.
And it was one of the very few we agreed on. We were like, we both liked. So it sort of become our song. Again, I can't believe our song is Tiësto one. But I really like it. I think it's a fun song.
Yeah.
You get to dance to it, sing along. And I think you need some of these songs sometimes. You know, you just need songs which just make you scream. And
yes, it doesn't have to be sad memories. It's,
no,
it's
exactly.
Great when it brings back something you think, oh, I remember wearing that and dancing my head off to. Got a few of those on my list, don't you worry. So, Ritual by Tiësto, Jonas Blue, and Rita Ora.
Too hard to give. It's you, it's me. Too wide to see. It's you, it's me. Oh, yeah. One thing, two need, three words. I see. When you're with me. Anything to be there, be there. And I
Now, Katy Perry, I know, because why? The lady who does my nails, her daughter is convinced I'm Katy Perry. And actually, whenever I'm there,
oh my God, it's true.
Every time I'm there, she's like, Katy, where are you performing? Katy, where are you? So I had to look up this Katy Perry to see, this is a few years ago now, to see actually what it was all about and did I really look like her. And the good thing is when she changes her hair, then I know if it's going to suit me or not.
Exactly, that's very true. And she changes her hair quite often,
so it's quite good. So yeah. I sort of feel like I'm living vicariously through her, like, oh, I'd look like that in a fringe, but... As I'm aging, it's not happening so much. But Wide Awake, why did you choose this one of hers?
Well, I'm not Katy Perry's biggest fan. I like some of her songs and some of the others. I'm a bit like, okay. Mm. But this particular song, I had spent a two-week... I had done a two-week internship at the Daily Mail in the fashion cupboard. And while I was there, it was all over the radio, all the time. And it just reminds me of being in that room full of... designer dresses and people sending clothes to me at the Daily Mail. And it was so much fun. It was my first real taste of the magazine and fashion industry. And I really loved it.
Ah.
So it reminds me of that time. So every time I listen to it, I'm like, yeah.
So when the stuff comes in, did you kind of, you know, unbox and
I did. It was so much fun. It was on High Street Kensington, so I used to go out to the shops and get stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was really funny because you'd go in and be like, yes, and like, hi, I'm from the Daily Mail, and like, oh my God, okay, where?
Yeah.
It was so much
fun. Woman sort of moment.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah, loads of trying and showing and matching up and...
Exactly. I never went on any of the shoots, which was quite sad.
But
I had my own room, which was literally like a tiny closet full of stuff everywhere. It was,
I would just sleep in there.
I know, it was amazing. Oh. I used to get all the newest stuff from, you know,
all the brands
and all the designers, and it was really, really fun.
So when this comes on, you just waft around your wardrobe.
Yes.
Now and feel like you're in that
exactly.
same place. That's a good one. So Katy Perry, here we go. Wide Awake.
I'm wide awake.
Now, this next song is Italian. Almeno tel nell'universo.
Almost. Cute. Almeno tu nell'universo.
There you go. By Mia Martini. So this is quite an old song.
Yes, from 1989.
Yeah.
I was 1 year old.
Oh, okay. Now you really make me feel old.
I just think it's such a powerful song. I love her voice. I love Italian music. I grew up watching Italian TV and listening to Italian songs. So Italian was technically my second language before English.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's a big part of how I express myself as well. Sort of the turn of phrase and the emotion that goes into the Italian language, which I think is very particular.
Yes.
And this song is just so powerful. It's just like screams.
But had you heard it when you were young, obviously? Is it something your parents would play?
Yes. And then I sort of rediscovered it a few years ago, just by chance on YouTube. And
okay.
I was like, oh my God, I remember the song. And it's like so beautiful. And I love singing along to it as well.
It's got a really nice video, actually.
It's quite sweet.
Yeah, because I didn't grow up with Italian music, so these things are all kind of new to me.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, really, I enjoyed watching that one. So can you tell the title again? So
yes, Almeno tu nell'universo by Mia Martini.
Thank you.
Gente strana. Si odia e poi si ama, cambia improvvisamente, prima la verità poi mentirà lui senza serietà. Come on.
is another one I need your language skills with. This we've actually played. Isabel Warrington came on the show, which was, I don't know if there was any words. It was all laughter, I think, all the way through. But we did play this.
I haven't seen her in so long.
She was such fun.
She's so nice.
So she talked about this Sammy Bartolo song.
La Harbour de Fouettelassin.
Because she used to live overlooking the valley.
Okay, so obviously, yes.
She had that memory.
Makes sense.
What does it mean to you?
Well, for a start, it's my favourite song in Maltese. I think it's a beautiful song. But also, as I've grown older, I realise like how important the message is, which is to protect farmers and nature and the environment. And I think it's quite poignant that one of our best songs is about the destruction of the environment rather than about the beauty of it. Mm. I mean, it is about the beauty, but it's also about beauty being lost. And I think it says a lot about us. It's not a song I listen to without thinking, you know, oh my God, we're still doing this. You know, it's been so long since it came out and like things have only got worse, not better. So, yes, it's one of those sad memory songs. But
in fact, yesterday I was up at near San Anton School.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sort of stopped just to take a photograph because there was lots of greenery. There was, at that point, no cars on the road. And it was just like, this is Malta.
Yes.
You know, this is the part of Malta that you grow up in. You used to smell when you got off the plane. Yes,
exactly.
You'd and run
it's,
around.
It's the Malta and people come back to. Mm. And it's the Malta I think we fell in love with. You know, and it's just not there very much.
Yeah, there's not much of it left, and we really just need to stop. We've got so many empty buildings. Let's just...
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Get over it. Stop.
Yes. Save our farmers.
Yes. Yeah, buy local produce. We do it everywhere else. We go on about the provenance of food. You know, we have Pacchino tomatoes, and we have, you know, cheddar cheese, whatever. But in Malta, we just don't seem to do that. Maltese bread, obviously, is the best bread in the world. But we sort of forget all the other things,
and we
buy them... What's the point of overseas?
I don't know. Especially when we have such good produce.
So many figs. Oh, don't start me. Okay, so we listened to just a very, very little bit of this one because we've had it on before, and I don't want to miss out on the rest of your tracks.
Immursabish naqla leishin spitchaw lulit yahtmu fliblit la harbitwi weti lasel oye inzlu fweti lasel daw kil janet zbir Sal passeggiati e giù al mestre capa stinga bis riserva alle snite qualche tal cacciatore sminil game varal mocre Nachtem fiskit la harbitwi weti lasel oye Albe buxie u diuri sadar min jolbla Inzlu weti lasel iju nartahal
Natasha Bedingfield, she's quite, not obscure, but she wasn't around for very long.
No, she wasn't. She had, like, two songs which went into the top 10, I think, which were Unwritten and These Words, I think it was called.
Okay.
But I've always followed her career. I've always liked her music. I have to admit, I don't think she's as good as she was in her first album. I think her first album was her best one. But I do like her songs. I think they're fun. And they always carry a message. I think that message can sometimes be a bit cheesy, which is similar to this one. But I think, she's fun. It's fun to listen to. She's fun to listen to. And she has a very pretty voice as well.
Yes, and a very pretty face, actually.
Yes, as well.
But yeah, so this is Weightless. And this...
Well, the song is about letting go of people's perceptions of you, people's expectations, mm-hmm. and just being free.
Yeah.
And again, as cheesy as that is, I think it's a very important message. And I quite like it. And I also chose the less is more version because that's the acoustic one.
Okay.
It's because there's another version which is like full of instruments and beats. And
takes
I just
it
think
away.
It, yeah, I just don't think the lyrics come across as much in that version. So I prefer this version, which is more acoustic.
And do you find being a writer, and you know, every word you write is considered, that you listen to words more in
a song? Definitely. Lyrics are very, very important to me when listening to music. Having said that, I love soundtracks from movies which have no lyrics. That's also fine. But when it comes to picking my favorites, I always go for songs that affected me through the lyrics.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's not the artist necessarily or the music. It's
definitely
purely
not
what they're trying to say to
definitely
you.
Definitely not.
I get that. So we've got a little bit of Weightless, Less is More by Natasha Bedingfield coming up.
I have to keep reminding myself I'm not like anyone else. That's my face on my ID. That makes me VIP. No one exactly like this. No one with my fingerprints. No one can touch you like me. Now I can't fake what they say. They told me got to get your way. You've got to be a bitch. They say a guy won't get nowhere if he's not filthy rich. You stop with little changes till you don't know who you are. Surround yourself with friends who only call you a superstar.
and Carla Bruni. Oh, you know, you can just look at this woman. You don't actually need to listen to her. This is, and obviously she had a, you know, a varied and interesting career,
yes,
at the best of times.
And as a first lady.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Which, I love the song. I have to admit, it was between her and Edith Piaf, and I think Edith Piaf is a million times better. But I really, really enjoy listening to the song. I think it's quite whimsical and sweet. And it's a song that I've been listening to since like 2003 or 4 when it first came out.
Okay.
And I'm just looking something up because my French is not as good as it used to be. There is a line in the song, which basically Kirka Madi means someone told me.
Uh-huh.
And she says, they tell me that our lives are not worth very much. They pass in an instant as roses wilt.
Oh.
And I think it's like, again, wow,
yeah,
you know, it's really beautiful. And I feel like you don't even need to know French to feel that.
What she's saying.
What she's saying and the longing in her voice and the pain in her voice. She has a beautiful voice as
She does, yes.
Considering she was quite a successful model and then became First Lady of France. And then she had a musical career, which was not bad, And quite impressive.
So we'll have a listen and you can have a look at the video because, like I said, just looking at her is...
Yeah, and it's a one-take video, if I remember correctly. It's quite a sweet...
Kokun m'a dit.
On me dit que nos vies ne valent pas grand chose, elles passent en un instant comme frâne les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos chagrins il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors? Que le destin se moque bien de nous, qu'il ne nous donne rien et qu'il nous promet tout. Il paraît que le bonheur est à portée de main, alors on tend la main et on se retrouve fou. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors? Serait-ce possible alors? C'était tard dans la nuit, j'entends encore la voix, mais je ne vois plus les traits. Il vous aime, c'est secret, ne dites pas que je vous l'ai dit. Tu vois, quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Mais l'a-t-on vraiment dit que tu m'aimes encore? Serait-ce possible alors? Elle passe en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos tristesses il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible?
So here we're back with Taylor Swift again, Exile. And this one she's got
Bon Iver with her. This is from her latest album, which came out, I think, 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay, so this is in the summer, sort of?
So in the summer, yes. I love her new album. I've listened to it like 100 times already.
Do you listen to music like in the car or at home or on your phone? How do you listen to music?
At home, while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a very specific way of listening to music. I listen to a song or an album on repeat for a while and then stop listening to it.
Okay.
Which is, I know, does not make sense. But I find it easier to concentrate when I don't need to think about what the songs are or what's being said. So literally I put things on repeat, which is why I remember the lyrics.
Uh-huh. But also, if you're writing at the same time, do you not sometimes put the words of the song in the articles?
Well, it does happen sometimes. It's really funny when you have those coincidences where you're writing, I don't know, something like, she has a song called August. And last time I was writing and I wrote August, and at the same time she sang the word August. And I'm like, oh, you know, like, serendipity and stuff. But I love her new album. It's folk, which is relatively new for Taylor Swift, because she went from country to pop and now folk. And I think she did a really good job. And this is one of the strongest songs on the album. I just love how her voice and his voice combine. You know, it's quite a jolt of a song. I love it.
And so this is means anything to you, or it's just a just time of
just no, come it's out just and... it's just come out, and I love the album. And as I said, it came at the right time when I'm feeling a bit calmer about it, and it's a calm album.
Do you think sometimes you grow up with pop stars?
You know,
like if you're a similar age and they're going through similar-ish things.
Definitely.
And that's the thing.
And I think it's really nice to see that. And I think I'm just 1 year older than Taylor Swift. So we're sort of, I mean, I wouldn't say we're in the same place in life, but at the same age, where obviously some things, it doesn't matter whether you're a pop star or not, you go through the similar things, you know, puberty and, you know, first love, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's quite nice. And I think one thing which Taylor Swift has managed to do, which a lot of singers don't, is that she can still express her humanity in a way that can be understood.
Okay.
I think sometimes artists, when they become obviously richer or more famous, they start talking more about their fame rather than about their lives.
And
obviously that's the point where you start not being able to identify with what they're saying. You know, we're not all millionaire pop stars living the life.
Yet.
But she still talks about, you know, love and her mother getting cancer and, I don't know, her best friend. And you know, these are things people can relate to. And I think that's the power of Taylor Swift and why she's remained relevant.
Exactly, because that's the thing it is. It means something to
exactly
the people that she's singing to or for. So, a little bit of Exile, Taylor Swift and Bon Iver.
Yeah.
I can see you standing, but hey, with his arms around your body, laughing, but the joke's not funny at all. And it took you 5 whole minutes to pack us up and leave me with it, holding all this love out here in the hall. I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. You're not my homeland anymore, so what am I defending now? You were my town, now I'm in exile seeing you out. I think I've seen this film before.
I can see you staring, honey, like he's just your understudy, like you'd get your knuckles bloody for me. Second, third, and hundredth chances, balancing on breaking bridges, those eyes add insult to injury. I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. I'm not your problem anymore, so who am I offending now? You are my crown, now I'm in exile seeing you out. I think I've seen this film before, so I'm leaving at the side door.
So step right out.
I never learned to read your mind.
actually.
I love
Sorry
it.
To that butt in on your musical memories. But this is Natalie Imbruglia and Torn, and she used to be in a soap opera, a really cheesy soap opera.
Yes.
And she rocked up with this song as her first thing after the soap opera with this amazing haircut.
Which is a cover version, by the way.
Ah, yes.
It is. It was released, I think, 2 years before, or a year before, by another band.
And they never...
Nope.
Well, they didn't have the haircut.
Such a shock.
Ah.
I was like, what?
But no, she had this amazing, amazing haircut. And I've been saying since this song came out that I would be doing that when I'm 50, which is any day now. But what does Torn mean to you? Because it's, again, quite an old song.
Yes. Well, I remember listening to it on MTV and watching the video. My brothers are about 13 years older than me. So obviously I grew up watching MTV because that's all they used to watch back then. It was the coolest thing to do. But it's my favorite karaoke song.
What?
Yes, I love it. It's such a good song. It's such a good song. Also, once I sang it out loud in Venice. I mean, just randomly. Mm-hmm. Started
Random.
Singing along with
Is there any
friends.
Video to...
No, thankfully.
Okay.
I can't sing. I can't sing.
But you enjoy it.
I enjoy it, but I can't sing. I don't have the voice for it. So I only do it in the shower and at home and karaoke. It was really funny once I was at a karaoke bar and I started singing, like five people walked up. I was like, what's my thing? It's not really bad, but I love it. I love it. I love singing.
Do you sing karaoke in Malta or only when you travel?
I mean, I've done it a couple of times, but I try not to do it.
And your neighbours like this song now, do they?
I think they do, yes. Not one they listen to very often, so at least...
When it comes out, though, you do just belt it out with
you. Yeah, I do. I think it's a great song to sing along to.
And that's it. There's
nothing else. I mean, that and it reminds me of my brothers and growing up and watching MTV. And, you know, being 8 or 9 years older than how old I was at the time and just thinking, like, oh my God, it's so cool.
Did they think she was cool as well?
I mean, it was a big, big hit.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think she probably got to number one with this, didn't she?
I think so. But in a way, she was... Not one hit wonder, but almost a one hit
wonder.
Yes,
you didn't hear much from her.
I mean, again, she had other albums, and they're okay, but I feel like she's a bit like Natasha Bedingfield, where, you know, well, let's be honest, I only listen to their songs now because they are who they are. You know, I'm like, oh, Natalie Imbruglia has a new album, let me listen to it. As opposed to, oh my God, this is so good.
It's a curiosity thing rather than a need.
Exactly.
A need.
So.
Oh, well, we're going to go out on this. This is Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. Thank you so much for joining me, Iggy, on this week's Musical Memories.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around, like he was dignified. You showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn.
has run dry. That's what's going on.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.